Paul Perez is a native Trentonian and recently moved back.
It's in my blood. It's in my DNA. I was born here.
After a distinguished career in the military, he retired and became a division director at the National Science Foundation. He's never held elected office, and he's prepared to tackle the race as a political outsider.
If you were part of the system for the past 27 years, then you're part of the problem. It sounds corny, but the city needs a hero. They need someone who has credibility, who has a confidence, who is competent, honest, and has a track record of proven leadership.
While Trenton set a homicide record last year, Perez says setting City Hall's finances in order must come before hiring back police who are laid off for financial reasons.
Anybody can promise you 50 officers, but how are you going to get them? We don't even know how much money we have in City Hall currently because of the problems that we've been having, which is one of the things that we will be doing in our first 90 days, which is conducting a forensic financial review of what we have available and where is the money, and then how can we reprioritize that money.
Fewer than half of Trenton High School seniors graduated last year. Perez calls this abysmal. He wants to add after-school programs, including tutoring. For funding, Perez would look outside of Trenton.
So there are a lot of philanthropic people and foundations and other private investors who are always looking for opportunities to give or give back for good causes. So we need to create a private-public partnership with those people so that we can bring them back into Trenton and that they can have an opportunity to be part of this rebirth of the city.
Perez says Trenton is stuck in the 20th century, and his remedy is the Trenton Broadband Initiative, his plan to offer a reduced price, high-speed internet to residents and businesses to modernize the city.
You're going to have ability to do virtual technologies. You're going to be able to use mobile apps to conduct business while, and you don't necessarily have to be in an office anymore or within four walls to conduct business. You can do it anywhere.
While Perez recently returned to Trenton, City Councilwoman and mayoral candidate Kathy McBride has spent her life here.
I've lived every parent's nightmare. My oldest son, Kenny, was shot and killed here in the city limits.
McBride wants more officers back on the street and would pay for this by asking a wage contribution from state workers, though she's reluctant to describe it as a wage tax.
There's over 30,000 state workers come in the city every day and leave our city without contributing anything at this point. So I believe that wage contribution will bring us millions.
In addition, McBride would offer police officers a salary bump as an incentive to have them live in Trenton. To stop the flow of illegal weapons to the city, she would station police at gateways into Trenton, on the lookout in particular for cars with New York or Southern tags.
I'm not saying to profile anyone. I'm saying to do spot checks and to actually try to stop some of the guns from coming inside the city limits.
McBride believes if crime is taken care of, Trenton will begin to blossom. Oliver Bucky Leggett is a former Trenton City Councilman and was deputy mayor under Carmen Armenti decades ago. Retired for about 10 years, Leggett says he feels compelled to run for mayor.
It's impossible for me to be here, a part of it, truly a Trentonian, and not make my contribution. I have to.
On tackling crime, he says he wants more officers on the force, but says thinner ranks are not an excuse for letting crime flourish.
You never have enough. Funding doesn't permit you to have enough. So you have to make sure you have some efficacy in terms of how police operate, not simply in terms of numbers.
Leggett says tops on his list as mayor would be to tackle blight.
People don't recognize just how much your environment plays into your behavior. Our children walk by these streets every day, and they learn to live with this. You don't let people live in these kind of environments, knowing, in fact, that you're creating criminality.
Like it says, removing blight will lessen crime and attract new business to Trenton.
You create jobs by creating an environment in a city that people want to live in. You create jobs by creating an environment that people care about.
Like it is promising to set a new tone for Trenton that will make outsiders more willing to help the city move forward.
You have to create a sense of leadership that people are going to see, that you're no nonsense, that you're about quality, you're about getting the job done.
The final candidate is Walker Worthy, Mercer County Deputy Clerk.
My family moved out of Trenton when I was young. I came back to Trenton. I believe in Trenton. I could live anywhere in Mercer County, but I chose Trenton.
Worthy agrees the number one issue facing the city is public safety. However, as mayor, he would not immediately add new officers.
We cannot afford to hire people in the city government. We have to work with what we have.
Worthy says he would make it a priority to develop a close relationship with the police director and would reorganize the department, making certain police are deployed to the city's hotspots. On improving the high school dropout rate, Worthy says there's a disconnect in the community. He believes if parents become involved in education, students will succeed.
Come to back-to-school night. Come to parent-teacher conferences. Support your community school.
If elected mayor, Worthy says he would be the city's coach.
The mayor has to go door-to-door and go to the churches and go to the community and hold workshops on how to start your children off on the right foot.
Worthy's also floated the idea of building a casino along the waterfront as a way to attract jobs and to increase Trenton's tax base. But he, too, wants to get more out of Trenton's biggest business, state employees.
We can no longer foot the bill for the 30,000 state workers that come in that use our services, like our police and fire and emergency management. We have got to think of a formula. A payment in lieu of taxes where the state pays their fair share.
Worthy says his track record should make it easier to enlist help from Governor Christie and legislators.
The county clerk and I have saved millions of dollars of the taxpayers' money by being efficient and well-managed, and I can be trusted.
The six candidates vying to write the next chapter in Trenton's history, post-Tony Mack, will square off in the nonpartisan election May 13th. Mary Cummings-Jordan, WHYY News.